Let me move on down here in verse 20. He now cites examples of apostates in that day, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. Now, these two men are going to be before us again. Paul didn't have very much good to say about them, either one of them. He'll say, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. I'd hate to be old Alexander and harm the apostle Paul. And I'd hate to be Hymenaeus. They both are together. And then the thing I'm concerned about here is, Paul says, whom I've delivered unto Satan. Now, here is something that I'd like for you to note, because I believe that this is important. What we have here is actually failure on the part of these men, and they are apostates. And Paul now does something that I think that it's very important for us to see what he's doing here. He's exercising a ministry that I take it that only an apostle could exercise. And that ministry, if you please, is a ministry of, he says, I delivered him, and if you'll note that, I've delivered him to Satan. Now, that is not the way I see it. That's not some church court that's dealing with him. In other words, it's not ecclesiastical discipline, and certainly it's not what is called excommunication today. But it's the apostles exercising his prerogative and position as an apostle. And he hands this man over to Satan. Now, this is not the first time that we've heard of this. In 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, you remember there, he says, writing to the Corinthians, "For I, as absent in body and present in spirit, have already judged as present as to him that so wrought this thing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver him, being such a one, to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." Now, I take it this is an authority that the apostles had that we don't have today, and I do not think the church has it today. What right have you and I or any church today to deliver any man over to Satan? But these men did, and Peter exercised that. And I imagine if Ananias and Sapphira were here right now, they'd be able to tell you a little something about Simon Peter's authority as an apostle. Now, may I say to you that that's the thing that's important for us to note here.